This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hatchet job is being done on conservative folks. You and me, us and them, he, she, it and them and her and whatever else. We, conservatives, are getting a hatchet job done on us. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I was talking earlier in the broadcast. I said, here was a title of an article in USA Today. I don't remember when. It was a couple days ago because I was traveling. It said, tired of watching your 401k drop? And it gave you numbers to how much your 401k had dropped. Since when? Since Trump had it at record levels? And by the way, it's growing. Here was a Wall Street Journal. Spending impasse strains airlines. Okay, how so? What? The TSA people didn't want to show up. I was in at least three or four airports during the shutdown. At least. I didn't have any problem getting through. Plenty of TSA people, plenty of them sitting around, you know, because that's the way union and government stuff works. It was now I'm not telling you I flew during peak and all these other things, but I'm just saying it was normal travel. It didn't look any different to me than any other time I traveled. TSA, the airlines, if they shut down the airlines, the airlines, it'll be bad. Donald Trump better open the government. So Trump says we'll open the government, but we'll get to that. I want to get to that today. We've already talked about Roger Stone, so I'm done with him. Another USA Today article, minority coaches still not getting a chance. Remember when we talked about the number of coaches that got fired, these black coaches that got a chance and ruined it? Couldn't win teams? Oh, it's because they're black, man. They're letting these coaches go. No, they're letting them go because their record is 4-8, you know, or 4-12, or whatever the number is, but it ain't good. Here's what I can guarantee you. If a coach in the NFL, they play, 16 games? Something like that? So if a coach in the NFL goes 14-2, he could be the biggest jerk on the planet. And the fans will love him, the owners will love him, the NFL will love him, and he'll keep his job. But if he goes 2-14, or 4-12, or whatever, he's not going to keep his job. And I don't care what color he is. And by the way, the fans want him gone. The coaches want him gone. And, you know, whoever else. Because you want a winner. You don't pick coaches because they lose. For those of you, do you remember when people would go, what's he do for a living? I'm a coach. You go, oh, you know, he's probably a high school coach. If you're a coach and you can get your act together, go. Was Nick Saban? Was Saban, didn't he, the coach of Alabama? What do you think this guy makes? I know what the coach makes at the University of Georgia. It's an outrageous amount of money. But anyway, the point is that if you want to tell me minority coaches aren't getting a chance, minority coaches are in the mix. They're defensive coordinators, they're offensive coordinators, they're special teams, they're linebacker coaches, they're backs and receivers, whatever they are. And if they rise to the level of the occasion and they can take a team from a losing bracket to a winning bracket, let me tell you something. They won't care. Nobody in the food chain of the NFL or any other sport will care. They want winners. Now, what's funny to me is we want winners, right? We know it is in our nature to want winners. Unless we're dealing with this country. Then leftists don't want winners anymore. Leftists then say, you know what? Let's elect a black president, even though he sucks. And if you don't like him, we'll cry racism. That story, minority coaches still not getting a chance. Minority president still not getting a chance. Minority CEO still not getting a chance. Minority teachers still not getting a chance. Put that in there, and that's what the left will give you. They don't want the best. They know Donald Trump is the best man to ascend the presidency in modern history. And we conservatives, we know it too. Better than Ronald Reagan. But you know what? There are many people out there, including these anti-Trumpers, these never-Trumpers, that don't want to give Donald Trump a chance, even though he's a proven winner. They still have that headline, minority coaches still not getting a chance. Here's one, USA Today. Stars pitch in to help federal workers. Good for them. Hey, Stars, you're a little late. Donald Trump opened the government. Now what are you going to get your little 15 seconds of fame that you didn't get last, you know, because you didn't get that award? Now what are you going to do, huh? Not much. Not much out there for you. If you're anti-Trump, you're an idiot, because what you are is you're anti-America, you're anti-progress. You really want to look at the progressive movement? Look at Donald Trump. Can I put this another way? If Donald Trump were president and he were a Democrat, you want to know what the press would be writing about him? Do you want to know what people on the left would be saying about him? They would be singing his praises. They would be talking about, it's an extension. He didn't kill Obamacare. He molded Obamacare into what it is. No, he took Obamacare's border policy, and it's a compassionate policy, because he's sending these people home. These young girls are being raped. Don't you know these young girls are being raped when they come over here? They would talk about North Korea and say, oh my gosh, who knew in our lifetime North Korea would be, you know, peaceful and dismantling. Thank God he took on the mantle of what Barack Obama was doing. They would be giving you 50,000 reasons to love the man. Do you know this? Layoffs at businesses fell to their lowest level since 1969. Lowest levels. Yeah. Did you know this? Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, they're looking at ways to take that away from the government and put it into the private sector. Because it has been a horrible, it's been nothing but a boondoggle for Barack Obama and the Democrats for decades. And now Trump says, we're getting rid of that. We'll let the private sector deal with it. And I could go on. Where's Macron, Trudeau, Merkel, and all these European leaders and all these other leaders that are supposedly so much better than Donald Trump? How are their countries doing? How you living? How you live in Germany, huh? How you live in France? How you live in Canada? Aren't they supposed to be the poster children for all things right in the world as their economies are crumbling, as their coalitions are dissipating? I'll even talk a little bit about climate change fiasco. Do you know this? You probably do. Nobody that's in the Paris Climate Accord, not a single country, has met any of the goals that it set for itself. Not one. But the Democrats keep talking about climate change. That's going to be their issue in 2020. They are hanging their hat on running on climate change. I just want you to understand the farcical nature of Democrats. Do you think the media is going to latch on to the idea that companies, the number of layoffs at companies is the lowest level since 1969? Do you know how many decades that goes back, folks? That's a long time. A lot of years. Donald Trump did that. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Listen to Kevin Jackson. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Or they couldn't just walk across the border. Which led Dixie and they did, violating our Constitution, raping our Constitution, and in many cases, raping our people.
That is a lady named Melissa A. She's a California resident. She's tired of illegal immigrations. She's tired of illegals coming into California, being ushered in by bureaucrats, and she's saying it's impacting the black community. It's racially motivated. Anyway, she goes on to say this.
The black community is most adversely affected by illegal alien activity. Because when these people, and I don't care if they're Swedish, Mexican, Nigerian, Nicaraguan, Arab, I don't care. When you come here illegally, they don't get trucked into Brentwood. They don't get trucked into Beverly Hills. Hell, they don't even get trucked into the fairly modest upper class suburb where I live. They get trucked into what? Here in California, in SoCal, they get trucked into the streets of Crenshaw, the jungles, East LA. A lot of black people don't have the privilege that I have. A lot of black people are already suffering academically. Thus, they suffer economically. Thus, they suffer in immense, abject poverty and crime. Their schools are beyond a disgrace.
it's not fair, Melissa. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. I'm telling you, I played, but there are so many black women out there who feel like her. And our job is to tap into that. Our job is to remind them that all this energy that the Democrats spend on nonsense that does not even involve citizens is energy that could be spent on making this country greater and on our kids, I'm talking about kids in general, but black kids in specific. Kids without fathers. Kids being raised in latchkey households where their moms are having to work one or two, you know, more than one job just to make ends meet. And these kids feel obligated, so they go get into trouble. And when they don't feel obligated, they go get into trouble because they feel entitled. Kids raised without fathers are 5 times more likely to be poor, 9 times more likely to drop out, 20 times more likely to end up in jail. That's what Barack Obama used as a statistic, quoting in front of black folks. Yet, after saying something like that, Democrats will tell you there's a thing called toxic masculinity. Now, you explain to me how I can have toxic masculinity, but when there's a father in the home, these kids graduate, they become good, solid citizens. I'm telling you, I believe there's a feminine toxic femininity. I know I'll get it out in a minute. Because these toxic feminists don't want men in the house, and that's what creates all the problems of society, because boys, by the way, and girls need role models that are males. They need good, solid, strong male role models. And you know what the left are doing? They are getting rid of them. They are emasculating the population for a reason. I don't know what the reason is. The only thing I can tell you is anybody that would dare separate gender roles and pit one over the other is a mean-spirited, evil person. I would never say to a child with two parents, oh, well, don't pay attention to your mom because women are evil. Sorry if I scared some of you because I sounded a little bit like Lecter. But you know what I'm saying? Why would you do that? We need both gender roles. There is a reason for it. It is ordained by nature. Oh, there they go, talking about nature. You know, nature where, you know, people procreating this, that, then the LGBT community. Well, you know, everybody doesn't have to be male or female. Different people adapt different roles. Look, I don't care what you want to say about all the jellyfish and the seahorses and whatever else. I'm telling you, human beings need role models. They need to understand what it is to be a man. They need to understand what it means to be a woman. You're born into two parents. One is a male, one is a woman. I don't care if you've been artificially inseminated or whatever. You were born as a male by the union of a male and female organs, okay? Sperm and egg. Yeah. And when that occurs, it gives you two sets of DNA. One maps to a male, one maps to a female. And one says, wow, that's my mom. And you have a certain feeling or sensation about it. The other one goes, wow, that's my dad. And you have a feeling or a certain sensation about it. And if you're a well-adjusted kid, you understand I'm a male, but I do understand females because I have my female role model, which is my mother. If you're a female, you go, I certainly understand being a female because I have this great, you know, example in my mother. But I know what it's like to want a man and to understand a good man because I have a good father. And as long if you have both of those things that are good, you have an overwhelming advantage over everybody in the world who doesn't have it. Coming from a household where my mother died, my father was in prison, I got really lucky because I got into a household with my grandparents where they had a pretty doggone good relationship. My grandfather I wouldn't call him a strong man, but he certainly wasn't a weak man. And my grandmother was a strong woman. And she showed me how to be strong. My grandfather bolstered it a bit, but my grandmother is the one who told me how to be strong. And that you could endure a strong woman, that a strong woman could still be, you know, a representative of womanhood. So I learned, you know, from pretty good examples. And luckily for me, it made me somewhat well-adjusted. I still had issues because I lost my mom, obviously. But at least I had that basis. Because without that, I'm telling you, I would have been just, oh, woo. I wouldn't be talking to you right now. Not from here. I'd be talking to you during visitation hours. Because, yeah, I can't imagine my life without having that. I can't imagine my life without having my brother right there with me. Not separated when my mother died. So, yeah. Kids raised without fathers. Likely to be poor. Likely to drop out. Likely to end up in jail. I mean, exponentially. So, what are you talking about, toxic masculinity? This is ridiculous, but it's one of the things that we're discussing. And for the record, I want to do a seminar that talks about toxic femininity. I want to talk about the nonsense of white privilege. I want to undo all this nonsense that they're talking about. They have seminars like this year after year, and we do nothing except take it. Are you done with that? Men, you're not toxic.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two people are dead and several others are injured after shots were fired near a synagogue in the North German city of Leipzig. Reporter Ira Spitzer says witnesses saw a man wearing camouflage open fire near the synagogue before fleeing in a car.
They have taken one person into custody, but earlier they reported that two people connected with the shooting had fled in a vehicle.
House Oversight Committee ranking member Republican Jim Jordan says he understands why the White House is refusing to cooperate with House subpoenas.
They said, you know what, we're not going to put up with this anymore. We're not going to subject Ambassador Sondland to the same treatment that they gave Ambassador Volker. And frankly, I can't blame them.
Jordan speaking on Fox News there, referring to several diplomats that House Democrats want to question as part of an impeachment inquiry. No reaction yet from Speaker Pelosi. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to rehash something on trade because it's funny to me. I always like to keep up with the things that these guys go, oh, well, this is what Donald Trump said. And then you go 2 months later and they completely ignore it. They don't want to talk about it anymore. They want to talk about the economy. They don't want to talk about the tax cuts. They want to talk about the deficit. The budget, any of these things, because it's improving. All of it's improving. They don't want to talk about North Korea. You guys are aware North Korea is coming to meet with Donald Trump. Kim Jong-un is coming to meet with the president. Yeah, but the left doesn't want to talk about it because all of these things are successful. They want to talk about the stock market rebounding. Don't talk about that. The stock market has gone from 18,800 to 24,000. It went up to almost 20. Maybe it hit crested 26. It dropped down. They loved talking about it when it was dropping. It was the bell of the ball for the left. But now that we've hit a new year and it's just surging. It's gone from 23,000 to 24,000 plus, and it's still rising, and it's going to continue. They don't want to talk about the money that's coming back into the treasury. They don't want to talk about how great companies are doing. Sears was going to go bankrupt, and then a group of owner, the CEO said, I want to do a put a buyout plan together. So he's revamping Sears. They want to talk about how all these companies are feasting, the largest market caps in the history of man. American companies, the largest market caps of all companies on the planet. When I was in management consulting, do you know who the largest company market cap was? It was BP, British Petroleum. $260 billion was the number. That was in 2009. Now, we have companies that have crested $1 trillion of market cap. The two fighting it out are Apple and Amazon. And Facebook's looming, Google looming, American ingenuity, American companies, but they don't want to say a word about that. These companies are feasting in the time of Donald Trump. Feasting. They've eclipsed the oil, big tobacco, all these big companies that are making these crazy profits and not giving anything back, these environmentally unfriendly, this, that, and the other. And oh, by the way, all these leftist companies, you know what they're doing? They're coming back, bringing their product, bringing their manufacturing back to America, the biggest market on the planet. There is no doubt. The what used to be the number two market, the number two GDP market in the world was America. It is now solidly number one. Under Trump, it has eclipsed China. It is the number one place to start a business. Now, America is. Soon, our credit rating will be back to AAA, not AA, where it got downgraded under Obama. Lowest unemployment in probably in the history of the country is happening right now under Donald Trump. The lowest categorically for women, minorities, Latinos, blacks, etc., and on. All because of policies of Donald Trump. And then one of the biggest reasons, and the left had us believing that if Donald Trump implemented his trade policies, well, we'd be gone. I mean, what are you going to do? It's Armageddon. I reported the other day that we're beating China in trade. I read some report. Was it Wall Street Journal? Does it matter? And now they're going, well, China's blinking. Yeah, China's sending over their trade czar to talk to Donald Trump. They're going to start shipping American cars over to China. They're going to start lifting tariffs. They're talking about, I got an email sent, Melissa sent me an email that said something like, China has agreed that through 2024 that America's trade deficit with China will go to zero. I'll get you the article. I don't have it in front of me right now. We'll talk about it later. But here's what my biggest issue is. I want to go back in time. where NBC proclaimed in an article why China holds all the aces in the full-blown U.S.-China trade war. That was a quote from the article. You can Google it yourself. Don't believe me? Google it yourself. MSNBC. And here's what they said. The Trump administration announced on Friday it will impose a 25% tariff on up to $50 billion in Chinese goods in an effort to protect U.S. intellectual property and technology. Bullet number two. China, in retaliation, said it will introduce taxation measures of the same scale and strength. The objective is to reduce the size of the U.S.-China trade deficit from an estimated $370 billion to $200 by 2020. The administration said these alleged IP appropriations, along with corporate espionage, have cost the U.S. economy between $225 to $600 billion a year. While this may hurt China in the short term, it has other markets to sell to in Asia and elsewhere. That's what MSNBC reported, and they went on to talk about how this policy was a failure. It couldn't work. And you know what's happened since then? The United States has got China's czar coming over. We've been reducing the deficit. I gave the numbers the other day. When Donald Trump took over, the last trade deficit from Obama was $506 billion, coming off of a total trade deficit of $575 billion. With China from the year before. Now it had dropped down to $422 billion. Now that doesn't include what we ship. That's not the actual deficit. But we now only receive $422 billion. So he reduced it $90 billion in the first year. Now I don't know what's going to happen in year two, but I'll tell you this, it's got to be better, whatever the number comes out to be. What do you think is going to be year three? What do you think in 2020 we're going to be reporting about 2019? Because Donald Trump had he looked forward and said, you know what? This is not going to work. We're not going to get taken advantage of. This is what's happening in this country, and the left does not want you to realize it. They predicted doom and gloom that did not happen.
In fact, it's quite the opposite. So let me read you a quick report here, just a little snippet. China's economy grew 6.6% in 2018, its slowest pace in almost 30 years. Confirming a slowdown of the world's second largest economy that could threaten global growth. I think this is a Bloomberg report. Where do we get this clip? It's just a clip. I don't see the reference. But anyway, trust me, these are the numbers. I'm not making this up. After years of breakneck expansion, the world's second largest economy is losing steam. Official data on Monday confirmed. China's growth in 2018 was the country's slowest reported growth since 1990. And down from 6.8% growth in 2017, which, by the way, wasn't that great for them. Now, just look at any of the indicators. So, what are the reasons for that slowdown in growth? They've been ballooning year after year. If you go back and listen to some of our podcasts, go on demand, kjradio.com, check them out. You listen to them, you'll see, I've been telling you, that the Chinese economy during the time of Obama, it exploded. It exploded at the rate of our debt. Go look, if you do a map overlay, it's practically like Barack Obama and China were in bed together. But here's what there's a Chinese analyst, and it was on CNBC or something. But let me let you hear what he has to say. And this is the party line of many leftists that hate Donald Trump that told you this trade war would not work. How are we going to win a trade war? The United States would be doom and gloom in a trade war. We may just do a show just about the trade war. But I just want to let you hear this clip real quick.
Drilling down details, I would say that the most of the growth slowdown can be attributed not to the trade war. I think they're mostly domestic driven. Basically, we have seen the infrastructure growth rate, even though it has rebounded most recent month, but the year-on-year term for the whole year has been very weak. And only looking at nominal retail sales, it seems okay, but real retail sales is still at lowest levels in the last 14 years.
So when you say that, it's very interesting actually that you say that, because the perception, and most people who watch this show from the outside are watching the Chinese data and saying, look, well, these trade tariffs are clearly beginning to bite. There's clearly a slowing momentum in the economy. But you say it's not externally driven. It's actually internally driven.
Now, that was the analyst. Welcome back, everybody. It's Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That was the host of the show, the analyst, saying, you seem to believe this is internally driven and not externally driven. Well, this is a Chinese national
who's on TV and what he's got to say for fear of death is, no, 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 it's not Donald Trump's trade war. It is Chinese internally. And, of course, the leftists love it. But here's what's interesting. Google Chinese-China trade war, and now you know what you'll start to see. You'll start seeing, like, China's economic growth slowest since 1990 amid trade war. With U.S., Chinese economy, GDP growth weakest since 2009 amid U.S.-China trade war. China, balancing act, a slowing economy, debt, and a trade war. Now, that was Al Jazeera, the last one I read. The first two were The Guardian and Investor Business Daily. So here's what I'm telling you, folks. They can't keep the lid on the fact that this trade war is impacting China's growth. Here's one you're really going to like. This was from a rag you probably wouldn't read because it's a business deal, but it says, how China misread the U.S. on trade during Donald Trump's early days. So here's what I'm getting at. Donald Trump recognized the problem with China. He said it during the campaign. He essentially said, guys, look, we're getting taken advantage of. This can't happen anymore. China is suffering. They see their trend line going down. They've watched what the United States has done. We have now become the biggest economy again under Trump. We were not under Obama. I want you to know that. And now China says, okay, we get it. Donald Trump, you win.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Happy New Year. Another year. I get to say that to you all freaking year. And I plan on doing it. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. 844-551-8255. So, I saw this article, and it was in the American Spectator, and it was titled, "The Best President Democrats Didn't Vote For." Well, the best president, I think it was titled, "The Best President I Didn't Vote For," written by a guy who didn't vote for Donald Trump. And it was such an amazing, I mean, I love when things catch my attention that way, but I also love when it sort of highlights the things that I've been saying, the leftists and, you know, the anti-Trump crowd and many of the others, many people, some of you who probably didn't support Donald Trump and may have even not voted for him. Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255. So here's what the writer says. I didn't vote for Donald Trump. I was afraid his obviously improvised campaign, imprecise explanations concerning how he planned to achieve his policy goals, and unsettling antics presaged a disastrous one-term presidency if he somehow managed to win. Unlike Bill Kristol and his ilk, however, I never considered voting for the execrable Hillary Clinton. So knowing that Trump would win my deep red state anyway, I voted for what's-his-name from New Mexico. Predictably, I was surprised when Trump won. But that was nothing compared to the astonishment I experienced when it dawned on me that he's a remarkably effective president. I want to pause there for just a second because I've already shared with you my older brother, who is my mentor. PhD in theology, one of the best thinkers on the planet. And he said to me he couldn't vote for Trump, gave me all kinds of reasoning, mostly religious-based. And I said to him, you're making a mistake. I love it when the student is now training the professor. I said to my brother, who trained me to think at a very young age, you've made a mistake. And I understand why you've made a mistake. Because as this guy says, how is he going to achieve his, he says, his improvised campaign? Donald Trump didn't run the standard campaign. That was one of the reasons why he won. Number two, his imprecise explanations that showed me that Trump was thinking way ahead and the way he was thinking was resonating with people. Because people like Hillary Clinton say, well, we need to do this and do that and do this. And as we've seen, they do nothing. Look at any issue that we wanted to address. And I'm talking about effectively. I'm not talking about addressing health care where you just pour more money into a broken system. Look at immigration. Look at tax policy. All of it. Donald Trump says, look, I'm going to fix it. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to upset everything that's been going. I'm going to fix it. And that was an imprecise explanation, according to this guy, as to how he would achieve his policy goals. Even though he told you, I'm going to lower taxes. But he didn't say how he would achieve. Because Trump's thing was, look, you got nothing to lose. I'll get it done. And then the final part of what he said was his unsettling antics. You know, Twitter, the way he would go after people. By the way, the way you and I and the majority of people do things, if somebody bothers you or they've been lying about you, I don't know how you do things, but I know most people finally could get fed up. You ever heard that term? I just got fed up. You've been fed up. Well, Donald Trump got fed up. And he doesn't relax. He doesn't go, oh, I'll stew on it and I'll be contemplative and I'll think about it. Donald Trump just addresses it. So that was unsettling for some people. But it wasn't unsettling for the masses. So anyway, Trump wins. My brother is upset. It wasn't a hot month and a half into his presidency. My brother called me and says, dude, I made a mistake. And that's essentially what this guy's saying. I made a mistake. Here's what he goes on to say. After only 2 years in office, in the face of unprecedented and relentless resistance from the Democrats, the media, and the metastasizing Mueller investigation, President Trump has accomplished more than many presidents in two terms. He has not, of course, achieved all of his goals. Okay, big deal. But he says, the most obvious disappointments involve Obamacare and the border wall. I happen to disagree. Obamacare is dead. You aren't getting penalized when you go look for something else. I know, look, I'm in a situation right now. I'm still looking for the right health care package because it's so expensive where I live now that I can't use the old plan. So I'm in that limbo thing, but I'm not going to get taxed. So that's gone. And as far, I mean, the border wall, I just did a thing that said 200 miles of border wall is already under construction in one way or another. And Donald Trump has drawn a line in the sand that says you're either going to fund this or we're not funding the government. And he's going to win this battle, just so we're clear. Trump's not going to lose this battle. So he goes on to say this. He says, yet even in these areas, his administration has made measurable progress, and there's a good reason to believe that he will eventually overcome Democratic obstructionism and achieve his ultimate objectives. Meanwhile, Trump's long list of unalloyed successes keeps growing. His most conspicuous successes have involved the economy. Under his predecessor, GDP growth was characterized by the kind of malaise that prevailed during the Carter era. We were told that a growth of about 2% and an unemployment rate of 4.5% was the new normal. Trump rejected the prognosis, took steps to energize the economy. Now, despite somewhat inexplicable meddling with interest rates by the Fed, GDP growth is at 3.4%. The unemployment rate is at 3.7%. As Investor Business Daily points out, much of this is directly attributable to Trump's tax cuts, so often maligned by the Democrats and the media. He goes on to write this. Contrary to Democrats' claims, workers are clearly sharing in a tax cut windfall, not just through tax cut bonuses and lower withholdings, but through increased opportunities and wage growth. Average hourly wages are up 3.1%, fastest growth since 1999. Unemployment rates at lows not seen since 1969, and for minority groups, lower than any time on record. Median household income is at all-time highs. Now, I'm going to stop right there. If that were Barack Obama's record in the first 2 years, you tell me what you'd be thinking. If you just replace Barack Obama with Donald Trump and tell me what the media would be saying, what you might be saying, and on, I could tell you I would be going, wow, I would have never expected this from Barack Obama. His policies, you know, I forget what we would say because, you know, we're pragmatists. The real issue is, how would the media handle this? The media would be extolling they would be making this guy into a god. And quite frankly, he would be. He goes on to write, this means job opportunities for blue-collar deplorables who voted for Trump. Of the more than 4 million jobs created during his tenure in the White House, at least 10% have been in the manufacturing sector that Democrats long ago left for dead. And among the most delicious ironies of the Trump economy is its positive effect on the job prospects of minority voters ostensibly represented by the Democrats. Black and Hispanic unemployment rates are at all-time lows. Female unemployment and youth unemployment at their lowest points in half a century. Meanwhile, household incomes are rising. Yet, Pelosi insists this is all bad news. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks. I'm reading from an article in the American Spectator. And I'm trying to make sense of how the liberals believe that they're going to sell this idea. So here's what Pelosi said. From day one, the White House and Republicans in Congress have sold out working and middle class families to further enrich the wealthy and big corporations, shipping jobs overseas. At the same time, the president's reckless policies are exploding gas prices, wiping out the few meager gains that some families should have received from the GOP tax scam. As wages remain stagnant, Democrats will never stop fighting for the hard-working middle-class families. Now, he writes, every syllable of this is nonsense, of course. Pelosi's claim that Americans are experiencing exploding gas prices, for example, is Orwellian fiction. Either the presumptive Speaker of the House doesn't read the news, or she's just another Democrat fabulous. In reality, prices are dropping all across the country. By the way, I interrupt to say, because of Donald Trump, because of what he's done with the Saudis and OPEC, and essentially saying we can flood the market with our own products, number one, and number two, we can cut off our markets from you so you don't have much left to sell to. U.S. News and World Report advises readers last week that the average cost of gas hit its lowest level in 6 years. I don't need to give you the numbers, but the guy goes on to write this. If that's hurting us, beat us harder, please. But Pelosi and Democrats have no choice but to lie about positive changes that have occurred on Trump's watch. This is particularly true of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act that he signed into law last year. They can't admit that most of the $5.5 trillion in gross tax cuts ease the tax burden on families. They must mislead voters, yada, yada, yada. I got to stop here for just a bit because I'm going to run out of time. Here's the net of it. Donald Trump is a rock star, and this year he's going to prove it out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.